Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 17 of the Goal Getter podcast. I'm super excited to be here today and we are going to chat all about how confusing the weight loss industry is and how you can actually identify which program, route, or strategy is actually most suitable to you. Okay, so if you're listening to this episode, you are possibly, you know, more than likely struggling with your weight right now. And a lot of people that, you know, tend to work with us in the academy or tend to follow me in social media are yo-yo dieters. So women that have, you know, done kind of every diet in the book, Slimming World, Weight Watchers, smoothie diets, detoxes, you know, everything, and is always looking for the next diet as well. But nothing ever works, at least in the long term. And that's why you find yourself like losing weight and then gaining that weight back again, plus more, and in a very vicious dieting cycle. And maybe you've been in there for 10, 20 plus years, right? And I also know how that feels because someone that was a serial dieter before I studied nutrition at university, I know exactly what that feels like. I know what it feels like to try and starve yourself to lose weight. I used to take laxatives to lose weight. I used to jump on the scale every single day. So everything I share on this podcast, I'm sharing as a registered associate nutritionist, somebody that's actually studied nutrition and worked with over 5,000 women over the past 5 years, but also as a person that has also been through what you're going through right now. So when I'm sharing things as a professional, but I'm also sharing things as someone that's went through the process. And I share, well, this is actually what worked for me. And this is how I was able to lose weight and not gain it back without having to do any kind of restricted diets, cutting carbs, cutting out food groups, over-exercising, you know, doing these really tedious kind of methods. Okay. So you're probably confused with a lot of the advice that you see on the internet. To me right now, it feels like there's just a million and one people screaming how you can lose weight and their method is the best. And this is what you need to do, whether it's intermittent fasting, keto, this, that. And I'm like, oh, it makes my skin crawl, but it just makes me think like, oh, it's a hard place for people. Like when you're in that struggle, I can imagine like when I was struggling with my weight, social media wasn't as big. So I can imagine when you're in that struggle and you're following certain people, you're really confused because one person is talking about this and the other person is talking about that. And I'm going to talk about, I suppose, you know, three or four major points today. And one of the first points that I want to dive into is that we have to realize that the same thing doesn't work for everyone, right? So you have to think about your situation, your goals, and what feels good for you, right? So for example, when people come in to work with us in the academy, they've done calorie counting, they've done keto, they've tried intermittent fasting, they've tried not eating after 6 p.m. They've tried everything. And they're like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to follow something that is strict. It doesn't work for me, because if it worked for me, I wouldn't still be in this situation, right? So typically, these are the type of women that come to work with us, the overeaters, emotional eaters, the women that like starve themselves all day, but then, you know, end up eating loads of food in the evening, the women that can't get control around sugar, right? So these are specifically the type of women that come to work with us. But not everybody is suitable to come into the academy, right? Because there might be some people out there in the world that can calorie count and it's fine for them, right? But there's the... When calorie counting becomes dangerous per se, is that when, you know, you can use it as a tool for like learning, and that's great because it gives you a bit of education around, okay, how many calories are in your certain food. But then what happens is if we have like women who are, you know, like kind of serial dieters, for example, like always dieting, always trying to restrict food. But then like, it's like the all or nothing, like eating really healthy or like eating really unhealthy. There's no kind of middle ground. And when some women, when they're doing the calorie counting, then they get really restricted and they reduce their, like they reduce their calories maybe too low, and then they become hungry and then they end up binging, or they start making their food decisions based on how many calories they've got left, you know, per day, and not really taken into regard like how their body actually feels. So it's a bit of a gray area. And I'm not saying that calorie counting doesn't work for people. It certainly will work for some women, but probably not women that have an unhealthy relationship with food or a long standing battle with weight loss, right? So you need to think about like what you've struggled, like what you're struggling with. And when you're trying different things, how does it actually make you feel? Like, so when you're calorie counting, does it make you feel like restricted? Are you feeling hungry? Does it feel tedious? For other women, it might be just like, oh yeah, like I'm just logging and it's completely fine. And there's no attachment to food there. There's no attachment to the numbers. And for them, that's no problem, right? But you need to see where you fit into that. Yeah, I suppose where that kind of fits in for you, right? And how it actually makes you feel, right? So the other thing could be like intermittent fasting. You know, like I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of research coming out from both sides. You know, I'm always at the, like my advice is always, you know, find something that works for you. And for some women, intermittent fasting may work. I will say from my experience, as someone who was a really strict dieter for many years, and someone that's actually worked with a lot of clients, typically, you know, having large gaps between meals doesn't really work. And also skipping meals doesn't really work, because it prevents it, encourages overeating at mealtime, increases sugar cravings, and, you know, possibly may have an impact on hormone levels as well. So, you know, there's always new research emerging. But again, like, do you function okay if you don't eat until 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock? Like, how does your body actually feel? Like, is that like, are you okay not sitting at the breakfast table and not having breakfast with your kids? Because I know I wouldn't be. Like, I don't want to go through my life having these rules around food where I can't just like simply sit down and have my breakfast with my son, because yeah, I'm intermittent fasting. Like, I get for some people that might work and that's fine. But for me, being someone that has such a distorted and unhealthy relationship with food, I need to have flexibility now. I need to just have a healthy, balanced diet and flexibility. So for me, that's what's really key. So as I was saying, if, you know, there are 10 million different ways to lose weight, right? Essentially, it's all about eating less than what your body actually needs, right? But then, of course, you know, for many women, that's not just what it's about, because there's a lot of behavioral aspects that will come into play here too. If it was just about eating less, and for some women, it is just about eating less, right? But when we're talking about a large part of the population where there's been a long-term battle with food, using food to make you feel better, to fill you up, as your food is your friend. Food is the thing that you do in secret. Overeating is the thing that you do when you're on your own. So it's not just about eating less. That's a behavioral aspect. That's a behavioral component that is to do with your behaviors and your habits. So these areas also need to be looked at. And when they're not looked at, then the eating less, you could do that for a period of time, but then, you know, when you have some sort of situations or scenarios in your life, when you, you know, maybe cause some stress, then of course you're going to revert back to overeating or emotional eating, whatever you want to call it, right? So again, for some women, it is just about eating less, right? From my experience and from the women that I work with, I typically work with yo-yo dieters, women that are losing the same weight and gaining it back again over and over and feel like they've been on a diet for as long as they can remember. It's not just about eating less. There's other things that we have to take into consideration. So this main point that I want to make here in this section of the podcast is, what is, when you're trying something, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel empowered? Does it make you feel, can you do it with your family? Can you sit in and eat food with your kids? Or are you having to sit at the side and like chew on an old, I don't know, disgusting salad? Are you having to make separate meals from your family? You know, are you going hungry? Are you thinking about food every minute of the day? Does it make you feel like there's more pressure around food? So you really have to like investigate that. And when you're looking at all these different options out there, just think like, is that actually something I want to do? Like, do I want to push back my meals and not eat something until 1 o'clock? Do I want to, do I want to cut out carbs completely? All these different things, right? And of course, I would never recommend cutting out a complete food group regardless, but you know, each to their own, and you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what works for you, right? But again, it's about identifying what that is. So, and bringing this back, like the Weight Loss Academy, the work that we do, it's not for everyone, right? So somebody that likes to do intermittent fasting, yeah, they're probably not going to want to join the Weight Loss Academy, because I'm going to tell them, or I'm going to guide them and coach them with, you know, getting more regular meals throughout the day and balance and better structure with their meals, right? I'm not going to advise them to have different eating windows. I'm going to help them tune in to identify what works for them. And most of the time that doesn't involve skipping breakfast or, you know, having these short eating windows, right? So that's the first point that I want to share. And point number two is, if you've done the same thing over and over, it probably doesn't work, right? So if you've done Slimming World for years, keep going back, it doesn't work. Now, that doesn't mean that you could be doing something and it can take a long time to get to where you want to, and that's fine, right? And there can be like ups and downs in the whole weight loss journey, because it's not linear, like it's not straight line, it's not straightforward. There's going to be all sorts of things that go on. But if you feel like you're in that like massive rebound constantly and you're being like strict, then not strict, healthy, then not healthy. And it's like really like black and white, doing it, not doing it. And this has like been going on for like years. It probably doesn't work, right? And it's probably not the best thing for you. Okay. So you need to find something that is sustainable that you can do, you know, 80% of the time, right? We're not perfect 100% of the time, but that fits in with family life, that fits in with your routine, whether you have a family, kids, whatever. But, you know, and that you can see like, this is a way of eating that, you know, I could keep going with. And that's what we help our clients in the academy, that they're, of course, they come into the academy and their goal is to lose weight, but we're also teaching them and educating them how to eat so that, you know, once they've got to their goal, they don't need me anymore, right? I don't want people to need me for their whole life. I don't want people to be dependent on the academy or Anna. I want to teach people, give them the knowledge, give them the tools, give them the strategy so they can get to their goal. And essentially, once they've got to their goal, they continue with that way of eating, right? There's little changes here and there, of course, because you've got to your goal. However, the overall way of eating doesn't change so much, right? So if you've done the same thing over and over for numerous years, it probably doesn't work, right? And what's that saying? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, right? Maybe it's time for something different. And my next point is in relation to all the noise on social media right now. And it's, you know, even as from a professional, I sometimes shudder when I read things. And we always have to come back to that place of not the same thing works for everyone, right? So when I'm sharing things on social media, I'm speaking to the yo-yo dieters. I'm speaking to the women that have a massive dependence on sugar. I'm speaking to the women that come home every single night and are sitting in front of the TV and eating copious amounts of biscuits and crisps. I'm speaking to a specific person. I'm not speaking to everyone because I don't help everyone. I help a specific woman. Right. So I think, you know, other professionals on the internet, on social media also need to take that into consideration as well. Like, you know, because a lot of people are like, this is what works for everyone. It's not like not the same thing works for everyone. We're all different. We're all unique. We all have different lifestyles, different routines. So it wouldn't be correct to say that the same thing works for every single person on this planet when it comes to weight loss, right? However, there's now a rise in the anti-diet movement. And it's quite interesting to see what's, you know, coming out of this. And a lot of the stuff in the anti-diet movement, I do agree with. And I think it's a little bit about what we talk about in the academy. We would say that, like, of course we are a weight loss program, but it's weight loss without restriction, right? And it's also about healing your relationship with food. No good foods, no bad foods, just getting a normal relationship back with food again. So a lot of the concepts in the anti-diet movement, I'm so on board with. And, you know, making change from a place of empowerment, right? Becoming intuitive with your body, like actually listening to your body and not just shrinking because you think you have to have a perfect body, because a perfect body doesn't actually exist. And we do need to help women become more comfortable in their own skin and not just be striving for this number on the scale. I remember I used to be striving for this number on the scale and it was so detrimental. Actually, I'm going to do another podcast about like your goal weight in a few weeks. And I've got a lot to say on that. But so a lot of the stuff that they talk about there, I'm totally there. And that's so what we need to be doing to help women who are stuck in this battle. But I know that they're also, you know, going towards the path that, you know, women, the diets don't work. And a lot of diets don't work, right? So it's more around, well, what type of diets or what type of programs or systems do work, right? And when we're talking about women who are struggling with weight loss for a long period of time and their relationship with food, really it has to always include some sort of behavioral aspect, psychology based interventions as well, so that you're looking at a person and you are helping them with multiple areas. It's like more of a holistic way of looking at people. So it's not just eating less, calorie deficit, eating less, that's all we have to worry about. No, it's like, okay, this is you and this is your lifestyle, right? But there are a lot of other components that will also affect how you decide to eat: stress, relationships, kids, work, your environment, your childhood, how your parents ate, where you live, your lots of different things, right? So we have to merge all these things together if we want to support people with losing weight for the long term, right? And there has been some studies that have been done that have actually proved that when we bring in behavioral aspects, there's a much higher chance of the participants keeping the weight off. And so what we need to do as like professionals or coaches and people here in the industry, we need to help people switch the focus from eating healthy, making these changes just as a weight loss goal and a more of a long-term commitment. That takes time, right? To get people over to that shift, but it can work. I'm walking evidence that it can work, right? You can go back and look at the struggle I was in, you know, over 10 years ago. So I'm proof that it can work. And I've had multiple, like thousands of clients that have also went through our program and kept it off. Our coaches have went through our program and kept it off. So I don't necessarily agree that people shouldn't, that weight loss shouldn't be a goal. Weight loss can be a goal, but it's more about how are you approaching weight loss? Approaching weight loss by saying you're only going to eat 1,000 calories per day? No. Approaching weight loss and saying that you're going to, you know, go to the gym and try and burn so many calories and then go home and not eat anything. Or approaching, how are you approaching your weight loss? Right? That's the problem. Are you approaching it in a disempowering way, in a way that is fueling negative eating behaviors, an unhealthy body image, one that's making you feel like you're a failure because you can't keep going with it? That's wrong. And we don't, most of the women that come to work with us, like that's what they've been doing before. And we need to stop that, right? So we need to help women to start making changes from an empowering place, from a positive place. You know, eating because that's what their body deserves, because that's how you respect yourself. You know, and then it also becomes more of a long-term commitment. It's not just something I'm doing, you know, for 3 weeks until I lose half a stone and blah, blah, blah. Right. So that's something that I think is quite important. And also from a health perspective, you know, for some people losing weight, could be a necessity. Now, I'm not saying that if somebody is thin, that they are healthy. And I don't think thin should ever be the goal. The goal should always be get yourself back to a place where you feel healthy, confident, energized, vibrant, wear the clothes that you want, whatever that looks like for you. It's not a number, right? So of course, if somebody is really thin, it doesn't mean they're healthy. And of course, if somebody is overweight, it also doesn't mean that they're unhealthy. But for some people, if we're talking about like diabetes and stuff like that as well, or diet-related diseases, you know, losing weight can be beneficial for them from a health perspective, okay? So for many of the population, losing weight, ditching the whole goal weight, because the goal weight might not be actually, you know, what you need to get to, could be beneficial from a health perspective. Okay. And then my last tip that I want to share with you today is, what are you actually struggling with, right? What do you not want to do? Like, do you not want to have rules around food anymore? Are you sick of like going into a cafe? And not that, of course, at the moment it's a bit different, but I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Are you sick of waking up every morning and thinking about food? I remember when I used to diet and I used to struggle with my weight. Every single day I was thinking about what to eat, what not to eat. And I thought, if I am thinking about this so much, why am I still struggling with this? And it was because I put so much pressure on it. And it was like food was on a pedestal. I became obsessed, right? I became obsessed with my weight and I was getting bigger. And it doesn't seem logical, does it? Right. But it's like when we become so restricted and we start cutting things out, it has the opposite effect. So what I would advise you to do is go on to the internet. It sounds really old fashioned when I say go on to the internet, but go onto your social media apps, unfollow people that are sharing advice, information that you don't want to do anymore. Right. Because there's nothing more annoying that like opening your social media apps and seeing information from people. And then you think, oh, maybe I should do that. But you know, deep down inside, it doesn't work. Right. You've done it before. You know, you don't want to do it because it's tedious. Right. And start following accounts that uplift you, that share advice that's more realistic, sustainable, that looks like something that you would want to try, right? Just something that's more empowering for you. And it's going to be different for everyone, because different people, like, you're going to feel empowered by different people, okay? Just as I am. But I think it's important, because there's so many people shouting on the internet right now, that you protect your energy, you protect the information that you pull in, because there's also a lot of people that are talking information and it's a load of crap, right? So you know yourself when you're following people and you're like, I'm following this, but I'm just fed up of what they're saying. I don't want to do that. Like, just unfollow, right? You have permission to do that. You can follow people that inspire you, that lift you up. And that's an easy way to kind of not fall into traps of trying things again that you know actually don't work and that you don't want to do. Okay. So folks, that's everything I wanted to share with you today in this episode. As I said, the weight loss industry is a really confusing space. And I guess that's also really what fuels our work here at the Academy, because there is so much misinformation out there, right? There's a lot of people who are unqualified sharing advice. There's a lot of personal trainers that have eating disorders that are coaching people. And I'm like, hello, why is this happening? Different things work for different people. We always have to take that into consideration. So just be mindful of that when you're you know, scrolling on Instagram or Facebook. Not everything works for one person. And it's what's going to be more beneficial for you is finding something that does work for you. And that can be hard. But what I would advise you to do is grab a paper and pen or write it on your phone and think, how would you like to eat, right? Forgetting about the weight loss goals, forget about that. Just think about, how would you like to eat? Would you like to have, you know, I'm going to talk from my perspective here, right? Because when I was struggling, I was obsessed with food and I was obsessed with my weight and I was obsessed with, you know, losing weight, even though I was gaining weight. So when I turned it around, I wanted to have a real flexible relationship with food. But and I wanted to stop looking at food in such a demonized way. So 3 meals per day, balance, eat foods that I like, full fat foods. I wanted to learn how to just structure my meals better for fat loss. I wanted to understand nutrition. I wanted to eat food that was tasty, that my family could eat, that I could, you know, I wanted a lifestyle where I could reach my goals, but also still have that flexibility to go out with my friends on a Saturday for dinner or my partner on a Saturday night. So I, you know, for me, it was like, I needed to do something that allowed me to still live my life while I was still reaching my goals. And that's what I was able to do. And that's what fueled me to go on further and study nutrition at university and then, you know, go on and create the Weight Loss Academy, because I knew that other women must want this as well. I would consider myself a foodie. I love food. I love going out for food. I love ordering food. But I also now, before, food was a self-destruction for me. It was filling myself up to not feel how I was feeling. So it was full self-sabotage. And now I've switched to where, like, nourishing myself feels easy. Because it's a decision, right? I'm doing it from a different place. So I've been able to find this balance between nourishing myself, you know, say 80% of my week, and then still allowing the indulgent, which mostly happens at the weekend, whether that's a takeaway, going out for some ice cream and cake with my son. You know, it looks different every single week, but there's flexibility. And that's exactly what we teach in the Academy. How can you reach your goals without feeling like you're on a restricted diet? How can you get back in control around sugar again? Well, you need to create a positive relationship around food and you need to stop cutting things out. So folks, I want to let you know that something very exciting is coming up on the 10th of May. We are doing the next live round of The Reset, which I am extremely excited about. So in the next couple of weeks, you're going to be able to join. But what I'll do is here in the show notes, I will pop the waitlist, the link for the waitlist, so you can pop your name on the waitlist if you would like to join us. It's only £17. It's 21 days to kickstart your weight loss journey. We see incredible results within the first 5 to 7 days. You know, it depends from person to person, but you will see and feel change within the first 7 days. And this will be unlike anything you've ever done before. Trust me, when people come into the academy, it's like, wow. And when I say when people come into the academy or the reset, you know, this isn't for everyone. Who is the reset designed for? The reset is designed for women who are stuck in a dieting cycle, who are constantly going for the next diet, the smoothie diet, the detox, the keto, the intermittent fasting, starving yourself, jumping on the scale every single day, sitting on the sofa every single night, binging on food and telling yourself tomorrow you're going to be better, but then you're not better the next day. And you just are like, I don't know what to do. And I'm sick of this. But I want to get my confidence back. I want to get back into my jeans. I want to get back into those dresses that are in the wardrobe. Lockdowns are lifting in some areas, and there's, you know, possibility there's going to be more socializing, and you want to feel good. It's been a tough year for everyone, right? And it's okay if you've used food to make yourself feel better. Gosh, we've went through something that we could never ever have imagined before. So go easy on yourself. But now is the time to take action. Now is the time to try something different. Come in with us in the reset. We'll help you with your sugar cravings. We'll help you with your getting the balance between your meals. We'll help you get your first results. So as I say, we've got people coming into the reset and they lose between half a stone up within the 21 days, right? And we'll help you feel like you again, right? You know that feeling when you feel like you've lost yourself? If that's you, I really encourage you to sign up to the waitlist for the reset. It will be the best £17 you have ever spent. You'll be coached by me, by my team. There's live coaching. You get every single tool that you need to thrive, flourish, get your confidence back within the 21 days. You'll be zipping up your jeans. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel energized. You'll feel more confident. You'll be happier. You'll be less moody. You'll feel in control, and you're worth it, right? So you're worth that effort. So folks, put the date in your diary. 10th of May, we are kicking off and it's going to be absolutely epic. I'll pop the link in the show notes for the waitlist. And when you're on the waitlist, it means you'll be the first to know when the doors open so you can register and secure your spot. So super excited. If anybody's got any questions, you can, of course, probably the best way to contact me is either on Instagram, send me a DM. You can follow me. I am Anna Wallace, or you can email our support team, support@theweightloss-academy.com. And myself or one of my team will get back to you. Folks, have an amazing day, whatever you're up to. I hope today's episode was useful for you. Chat to you soon. Bye.